Welcome, boys and girls, moms and dads, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, brothers and sisters, cousins and friends. You're about to be taken on a magical mystery tour of the symphony orchestra by way of the most well-known songs of our time, the music of the Beatles. A journey filled with adventure, love, hope, and peace. Today, you'll meet the players and get to know their instruments. Our orchestra is made up of four distinct families: the woodwinds, the brass, the strings, and the percussion. Now, let's go meet all of their members. Stop, the woodwind family. This family name is a little deceiving since not all family members are actually made of wood. What they all do have in common, however, is that they need to be blown by the player's breath in order to be heard. Let's take a listen. Don't these guys sound great? Now, we move on to the brass family. These guys are the heavy hitters. They are all actually made of brass, and just like the woodwinds, they each have to be blown by the player's breath in order to make a sound. Here we go. Feel the love in the room yet? We're gonna slow things down a little bit and have a visit with our friends the strings. So let's sit back, relax, and enjoy. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, let's pick things up a bit by meeting the Rhythm Makers, also known as the percussion family. Let's do it, guys. Alright everyone, now that you've been formally introduced to our four families, I think it's time to get to know their members a bit more personally. Ready to begin our tour? Let's go. So we begin at the top of the score with the flutes. This section includes the flute and piccolo. Together, they create a sweet and pure sound. That was lovely. And now we move on to the oboes. The oboes also include the English horn, and together these instruments form a distinct sound that some would perhaps call nasal, but in the most beautiful of ways. And on to the clarinets. This section also includes the bass clarinet. They are the flashiest of all the winds and famous for their fast runs. From low and lyrical to high and fierce, these instruments are truly versatile and can do it all. right. It's time for the bassoons. These are the bass voice of the woodwind family. Similar to the oboe, the bassoon sound can vary from light and expressive to dark and aggressive. Take a listen. That, ladies and gentlemen, completes our introduction to the members of the woodwind family. I think it's time for some brass, don't you? First up, the horns. Horns were first used for hunting due to their brilliant and far-reaching sounds. In today's orchestra, the horn's loudest passages can be heard over almost any combination of instruments. Next up, the trumpets. The trumpet is the soprano member and the most agile of the brass family. Its sound can create the highest level of excitement for the audience. So let's take a trip down Penny Lane and meet our friend, shall we? You've seen them in parades, you've seen them at the circus, and now you can see them here in the orchestra. Using their slide, these guys can seamlessly move from note to note. They're all about making you feel good. The trombones. Thank you. we're going to slow things down a bit with a somewhat, well, mopey yet dignified sound. Believe it or not, the tuba is the largest instrument in the brass family and is well beyond 64 years old. The transition into the violins and the violas. These two are the soprano and alto voices of the string family. The violin is the most versatile of all the strings and has had more concerti written for it than any other instrument in the entire orchestra. The viola, on the other hand, has had more jokes written about it than any other instrument in the orchestra. But let's not be fooled, it is a little bigger than the violin and has both a richer and deeper sound. We move to the cellos and the bass. Together, these two make up the tenor and the bass voices of the strings. Cellists must always sit when playing their instruments, whereas bassists must stand or sit back on a very high stool. The cello has the widest range, and its sound is perhaps the warmest of all the strings. The bass is the biggest instrument of all and plays lower than anyone in the entire orchestra. Say goodbye to the strings and hello to the harp, an instrument that stands on its own due to its whimsical and angelic sound. just as everything must come to an end, so must our magical mystery tour of the symphony orchestra. On today's journey, you've met a whole cast of characters that I hope you remember fondly for years to come. Our dear friends the flutes, oboes, clarinets, and bassoons that make up the woodwind family, the horns, trumpets, trombones, and tuba that represent the brass family, the thumping percussion family, and the illustrious string family made up of the violins, viola, cello, and bass. We hope you have enjoyed this adventure and that you will visit us again soon.